This is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I have to share with you today a wonderful miracle in my life. Just the kind of friend I always wanted, someone who made a great difference in the quality of life on this planet and for everyone she knows. The beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Reverend Joanna Cherry.
Welcome, hi, Iris. Joanna. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you. It's great to have you. Joanna is an author of several Ascension books. She has a beautiful, beautiful website that is a blessing to all life. And she is in the business of distributing Ascended Master pictures around the world. Do you want to talk about that a little bit before we...
Well, yeah, it's something that just kind of started coming to me. I hadn't really planned it. There was one particular picture of my closest master friend, Babaji, who's the immortal master who's written about in an autobiography of a yogi who lives in the Himalayas, about 5,000 years old. And I loved the picture of him so much by the artist Erica Stepp that I began to distribute it when I did workshops and things. And then more pictures came to me, and then Spirit sent me to India in 96 and asked me to get a whole bunch more of them together and get them out into the world as far as I could, because an awakening humanity needed them. So I said, you got it. So that's what I've been doing ever since then.
And when we look at and study and put our attention on any Ascended Master, we are opening ourselves to their consciousness and their accomplishment.
Yes.
And, you know, this planet really is a school for ascending. It's a school for graduating from the law of cause and effect.
Yes.
And becoming a being totally of cause.
Yes, a master.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you for all of your assistance that you give everyone in doing that.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's like I mean, I know we have choice in life, but it really feels like I don't have choice about that. It's like that's what I have to do. So.
Well, you have to do it because it is you.
Yeah,
it is a
exactly.
True expression of your being.
Exactly. Thank you for putting it that way.
Yes.
Great way to put it.
You also help people come into that true expression of their being, which is the greatest gift that we can give to people.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I had a particular wonderful training with a group called the Teaching of the Inner Christ. And the Christ refers to the anointed one that is every human being. It's not just about Jesus. And it's about how to really connect with your true inner self and how to receive clear messages and how to really know that they are from Spirit and not from some part of mind or some other being that's pretending to be Spirit. And that group is still exists. It's a small group now, but it's in San Diego, and it's something that I recommend to people.
Oh, that's good, Joanna.
Yeah. Teaching of the Inner Christ.
And what else do you recommend to people if they're not doing any kind of spiritual practice now? What, you know, let me just back up a little bit here. I feel like so many people are depressed. So many people are on antidepressants. So many people are spending time in front of the TV because they're connected to that part of the
yeah.
inner Christ.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And well, it's kind of hard to say because it's different for each person as to what the, you know, the predilections, what the what the things are of the past that need healing, and what the joys of the heart are. But I guess mostly I would start thinking in terms of what brings me joy, what lifts my heart, or can I do something that lifts my heart? Can I go somewhere? Can I live in a different place? Can I do something with a relationship that I'm in that would lift my heart? Can I start a hobby, or can I start volunteering, say, in my community? Because that's so needed by so many different organizations, and we can really be of service that way. So I think that's just kind of a good way to start, is what makes me happy? What really makes my heart happy? Not my ego, like how can I get the best of somebody else or like that, but what makes my heart, what makes me really smile in from the joy of the depths of my heart? And then go that way. That's a great start, I think.
Well, I think that we have a couple real basic needs, and one is to be connected with our God self and really know where our source is, really know where our good comes from, and really be in communication with that part.
Yeah.
So that we're the pilot and the co-pilot.
Yeah, and we don't even have to talk about God self or inner self. We could also just say, like the Zen Buddhists say, more just that you are in the complete flow of life, because that's really the same thing. It's a different way of experiencing it. Or the Taoists have a similar way of feeling about life, that we're in the complete flow of life. We're non-resistant to what is here or what is happening. We accept. We embrace. We
love,
and we love, and we move forward in that way. And that's it's the same thing. You can talk about God or Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or the Christian masters or Sufi masters, and whatever our path is, it really is all the same basic thing. The same. It's getting to who we are, who we actually are, as one with life, and flowing with life in that way. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience, the more deep we can get into it.
Well, yes, and I think the more deeply we get into that, the more we come to the second basic need, which is all of us need to feel that we serve, that we make life better by being here. And that is what our inner being, our true self, really wants. After all the things are handled, the rent's paid, the bills are paid, the house is cleaned, the car's washed, the lawn's mowed, we want to make a difference.
Yeah, and I think we want to make a difference before all those things, actually.
Well, yes,
I think it's more important to the heart and the soul than the mowing of the lawn or anything else.
I know. I'm just talking about the things that everybody kind of gets caught in.
Yeah.
The details.
Yeah.
That those are the things that seem important, and what we really want is to make a living record of our life that uplifts.
Yes.
That uplifts everyone that comes after us.
Yes. And there's so many wonderful ways to serve. I mean, just like being a big brother or a big sister if you're living in a city or even in a smaller area, or visiting lonely people or doing Meals on Wheels. There's just so many ways.
Or feeding a stray cat.
Yeah. It's just infinite the ways we can give to life.
And
even just walking down the sidewalk and not stepping on an ant,
Yes.
That's a way of giving, too.
And like if you go to the post office and somebody there is really cranky, to just look into their eyes and connect with them and go, honey, are you having a bad day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just give them an opportunity to be heard and felt and understood and connected with. I think people need connection so much, especially now.
Yeah.
When you call up and get a voicemail every place you call. And,
yeah.
And it's sort of like, I think it's the thing that allows so much cruelty is that people aren't really connected.
Yeah, I agree. And it's also, I think, very true that we can serve in the very job that we're in, that we have, if we have a job, you know, with other people around us, we have just infinite opportunities to serve there. And an example that for me is this, we have a small town, Mount Shasta, and a small post office, and there's just a lovely, beautiful person named Jan who works there. And she's just the most patient and loving person. No matter how long the line is, no matter how impatient people get, and the more trouble, it's like if someone's old and they seem confused and having a hard time, the more patient and loving she gets. And I have learned so much from her just by standing in line at the post office.
Wow.
Especially a long line, you know, where people are inclined to get kind of impatient. She's just been an incredible teacher for me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I've told her that, too.
Oh, I've heard about Jan for years.
Yeah.
Next time I'm there, I want to go meet her.
Okay.
All right, well, let's talk about our subject today, the receiving bowl.
Yeah, well, Iris and I, we've been working, since we're such wonderful friends, we've been working together a lot on, because I think so many of us, especially if we're of spiritual orientation, we've had a lot of trouble receiving money, especially abundantly in this life. And so we've both had to do a lot of conscious you know, raising on this, soul searching and asking for spirit's help. And the thing that's been coming up, excuse me, for us most recently is the idea of a receiving space. I think both of us have pretty much gotten the message that, you know, all that you could possibly want and need is right here for you, and you need to create a space in yourself for receiving it. And so we've been working on this pretty diligently, and we've learned a few things. So, and there's, of course, a lot more to learn. So we thought we'd share some of the things, and Spirit will teach us right through this program, and because we always ask for that. So it's basically the idea of creating a mental, emotional space, and both of us seem to think of it most clearly as sort of a bowl, and it can be a beautiful bowl, it can be of any substance, be crystal or wood or gold or anything that we have sort of in front of us, and I don't know, maybe it's a foot or 2 feet or 3 feet wide, and it's a space to allow the divinity, the life, the universe, which is total love and which cares about every person and naturally provides for each of us and for everything in life, unless we have something in us, which both Iris and I have had, which stops it, something inside of us. And so it's we need to not only create a bowl, I mean, we don't need to, but this is one way to do it. We can create a bowl, and if we do, or however we choose to receive, we need to see if there's anything in it that is hindering our receiving and clear it out of this space and keep it clear, because lots of different things can come up. So this is the basic idea of and suggestion for those of you that are listening is to, if you, if it feels right for you, to create a mental, emotional, spiritual, and it can be physical also, if you like, receiving bowl to receive, and it's not just money, but can you receive health, receive a beautiful relationship, you can receive spiritual guidance more fully, just whatever is wanted and needed by the life, by the soul, by the heart. This receiving bowl can be here to accept all of it. And how we think of receiving is, seems to be very, for me, it seems to be very important. But there's various different ways that have come to me. In one way, I just sort of, tune in to God or spirit or my spirit, and I think of it as being above me. And in consciousness, it is. It's higher than me. And so I think of it just sort of dropping all that I could possibly want and need into this bowl from above. And I also have thought in terms of life and oneness, our being one with life, that life really is a great oneness, that we're not separate from each other. And so that life or the universe just hears our requests, hears our requirements, and just joyously fills the bowl with all that we could possibly want and need. So those are two ways, or several ways, of thinking about this concept. So Iris, what, tell us about yours.
Well, the best way I can talk about it is sort of give my own personal experience of it. And Joanna and I were both looking at our receiving bowl. We were looking at, see, there are two things in manifestation, clarity and acceptance. So if we're clear about what we want, and there seems to be a delay in it coming, or it comes later than we think we need it, or something like that, then obviously there isn't acceptance there. So we looked in a meditation visually at our receiving bowls, and what I saw in my bowl was all of these, they were like little sticks and things. They looked sort of like a beaver makes a dam, you know, with all these little sticks. And I said, oh, what are these? And it turned out that, you know, my dad had been very, very, very strict with me, but also very generous. And he didn't have any space for me to be a child. He was very, very, very impatient. And when he taught me something, he wanted me to learn it the first time and do it perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I remember this, time when, I was about 3 years old, and he was teaching me to blow bubbles, and my bubble just sort of ended up on my chin, and it wasn't right, and it wasn't good, and he got furious, and he went in the door, and went in the house and slammed the door, and that was the end of my bubble lesson.
Oh.
And then he would come back to me and apologize and be really sorry, but what I got was that my father's, self-esteem sort of rested on how it looked like I was doing.
Mm.
And so I felt a tremendous pressure to, like, he was going to make me the one thing he did right in his life.
Oh, uh-huh.
There were no other children, and boy, I better not disappoint him. Well, I didn't want to disappoint him because he was so generous and loved me so much, and my dad would come home from work, and it would be like he hadn't seen me in a month. He was so glad to see me. I mean, he adored me and treasured me. So and he was always, always, always generous, very, very generous to me. And my mother and him would do without things so I could have all the things that they thought they hadn't had. So all of those things were in my bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually you know, felt the pressure of all the things I hadn't done right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really was able to, with your help and with the violet flame, to clear those things and actually, and it was a process of feeling somewhat disloyal because I loved, adored my father.
Mm-hmm.
Just adored him. He was my best friend. He was my best friend.
Mm.
And I think I was his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I had to actually, I did the genetic chain busting with you, which is one of the processes in your book. I think it's in Self-Initiations.
Mm-hmm.
And though it felt a little bit disloyal, I saw it was really a service to release myself from that consciousness because it didn't serve him, it didn't serve me.
Yeah.
With a tremendous amount of pressure for me to be a certain way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always sort of felt like I wasn't doing good enough and I couldn't live up to his standards. And it made me feel unworthy to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really cleared that up. And, you know, I don't know how to say this any better, but I think it's very, very important, like, not to blame your parents. You know, it's like a lot of people are still saying, you know, because of my parents, I can't have this. Well, bullshit.
Yeah.
We just need to clear that stuff. It's not their fault. They were doing the best they could. They were giving us everything they could. And I certainly don't blame my dad, and I don't want to carry his consciousness.
Right.
Because it was world picture consciousness, ego consciousness, not the divine consciousness.
Right.
He truly wanted.
Yeah.
So even though he's passed over, I can assist him in raising his consciousness.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So you want to talk about all of that? And
oh, yeah. Well, there, one of the things that has affected me very deeply and that I didn't actually see until very recently, the last few months, was that when I was born, the first couple, 3 years of my life, or 5 years, I guess, my parents were very hard up. My father was going to school. My mother was sick, a lot. And it was just, there were, you know, sometimes bill collectors would come to the door and mother wouldn't have the money and she'd cry, you know. So I had the feeling that this was just the way life was. This was just the way it was. And even though my parents became much better off and affluent as they went along, this affected my small child self so deeply that I was carrying still a thought that if I were to become affluent, that it would be a disloyalty to them.
Yeah, which I think a lot of people have that, Joanne.
Yeah. It doesn't make logical sense, except when you think of how deeply imprinted we are when we're very small with whatever is happening then. And it will take decades a lot of times for some of us to get over that or to even to realize that it's been affecting us. But once we realize that this may have happened to us, then we can look at it and see if that's something in our receiving bowl to clear out.
And it might not be anything about your parents at all.
Right, that's true. Might be something else entirely.
Yeah, because I have known a lot of people whose parents were very affluent, and as soon as they were on their own, they just crashed and burned.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they didn't take the consciousness of them, of it themselves. They just thought, well, Mom, Dad will always take care of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's a lot of things in receiving bowls that need to be cleared. So
yeah.
You're going to do a process with people to look at that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you describe what you're going to do, and then we'll do the meditation. And I want to encourage people. This will be on the archives, so you can get it that way. You can record it yourself, and you can. There's a lot of ways where you can get it to use over and over. Because, as Joanna said, this isn't a one-time process. This is clearing and healing, which is an ongoing process. There is so much suggestion on this planet that you can't have what you want.
Yeah, or that you have to work very hard and be miserable to get enough money to live on, and all kinds of strange thoughts that we have in our society.
Yeah, so we want to get those out of the receiving bowl so we can receive what our heart desires, so we can give what our heart desires, so we can be an upliftment to life. And the best way to be an upliftment is to be uplifted ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this process, we will want to connect with whatever we think of as the higher consciousness, which can be our God self or our Christ self or a particular master, Jesus or Babaji or Buddha or Muhammad or whomever. Or we can think of connecting with the universe or just higher consciousness or just our higher self. Whatever works for you is just perfect, just perfect. And so we'll go into a little bit of relaxing time. Let's take some deep and gentle breaths that come all the way down or are felt all the way down into the base of the spine. Just a few, and in and out through the nose. And in this breathing, we bring ourselves all the way present to this now moment of time and space, forgetting the things that were before that will come after, and being here and now, which is the only moment that life is. And we let these breaths begin to help the body to relax. So we feel our feet relax and keep breathing in this deep and gentle, slow, easy, relaxed way, in and out through the nose, and getting ourselves fully present. So we feel the feet and toes relaxing, the ankles, the calves, the knees, the thighs. Just kind of wiggle things around a little as they relax to help them relax more easily and deeply. The hips, the buttocks, abdomen, all of the pelvic area, the sexual area. Relaxing deeply now. The solar plexus and the middle back. The chest and the upper back. Let everything just really fall that isn't needed to keep ourselves sitting or doing whatever we're doing. And letting the shoulders fall now, letting the burden that we may have felt we've been carrying in life to fall away. And the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, hands and fingers. Continuing to breathe in this deep and gentle way. And letting the neck relax and the chin and jaw, wiggling them around a little. The mouth, the cheeks, the eyes, the ears, the scalp, the forehead. And looking back over the body now. Seeing if everything is relaxed as it can be, and if not, helping it to do that. And we send love and blessings now to this entire beautiful body. Every atom, every cell of this body, every particle. We're sending our human light and love and our divine light and love through the whole body, and see and feel the body light up with this love. And we also send gratitude and thanks to the body that it is how we express on this plane, where we chose to come. We chose to be born. We chose to be here. And so we totally are grateful for the body, and it is so happy to be recognized and appreciated, because very seldom in life do human beings really appreciate and love our bodies. It's always too fat or too old or too whatever, the things that we have against it, the wrong shape. And so we need to really, really bless the body exactly as it is. And this is all helping with the deeper meditation that we're moving into. So really feel the blessing for the body, and feel it lighting up. And if there's any areas of the appearance of ill health, to send a special love and light there. And health, the knowing of wholeness and health, which is our truth, the truth of our bodies. Being a divine form run by the divine every moment, 6 trillion transactions per second. Amazing stuff that we don't have to worry about. The divine does this. We can call it the autonomic nervous system, but it's the divinity in us. And so blessing the body and moving on, and blessing our thoughts and feelings, whatever they've been. If our thoughts, and like our thoughts on receiving today, if we thought we have been lacking in money, we've been poor, we've been needy, if we've had anger toward anybody or anything, we bless every single thought and feeling that we've had, because each one of us is a teacher. The unlimited ones, the joyous ones, are a teacher in being more joyous and more unlimited. And limited thoughts and feelings are teachers to show us how we want to change, so that we can become joyous and unlimited in those areas as well. So we bless and love every single thought and feeling that we've been noticing in recent weeks. Let's take a moment to feel them all light up as well. There's no thought or feeling that deserves judgment. It's all good. It's all fine. We're in our perfect right place at this very moment, our perfect right state of consciousness. So we can be where we are and accept it and love it and embrace it. And that very act allows us to move into lighter spaces. And we move our awareness on now and connect with the divine self, or life, or the universe, or Jesus, or Buddha, or however it is we think of this truth of life, the higher consciousness of life. We call forth our oneness with it. We are each a goddess and God right here, right now. This is our truth. And so we call forth this awareness that we are this, and that we are connected to the really great high consciousness of ourselves and of life and of the universe. So let us feel this as deeply as we can. Continuing to breathe in this deep and gentle way. And loving ourselves exactly as we are, which is what our spirit does. In the eyes of Goddess God, we are total innocent all the time, no matter what we've done or haven't done, or thought or felt or said. We are total innocence in the eyes of Goddess God, in the eyes of life all the time, because we are always doing our very best with what we know at every moment. And who can do more than that? And so we move out of that consciousness into a higher consciousness, And the human thing has been often to look back and regret and to beat ourselves up and say, why didn't I do this better? But that's because that's where we were at that time. Now we're in a higher time and we can look back and thank ourselves for how we were, because that's brought us to where we are, and have no regrets and no guilt. This is extremely important for humanity. So let us right now release regrets and release guilt just as deeply as we can. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Spirit's guiding this. I'm kind of surprised this is here myself, but it is. So I forgive myself for everything that I've ever blamed myself for, that I've ever held against myself, that I've ever regretted. I forgive myself. I release myself from this now. And as much as I can at this moment, I forgive and release everyone and everything else, every condition, every event, every situation. Forgive and release all else. Forgiveness. I had a friend that used to teach a workshop called Forgiveness Equals Fortune. So I can see why Spirit is bringing that in now. Forgiving really opens up a space. It opens up a receiving space. A receiving bowl, like we're talking of in this meditation today.
Unforgiveness is like a log jam in the river of life.
That's right. So unforgiveness, let it go now and forgive, forgive, and forgive, and forgive, and forgive. Of Course in Miracles has a statement that says, lovely is the life whose purpose is the forgiveness of God's son and daughter. Isn't that amazing? Just feel that, each of us here together. Lovely is the life whose purpose is the forgiveness of God's son and daughter. Let's really feel that right now. And forgive still more deeply than we have already. Forgive still more. Forgive still more. Excellent. And now we're going to create a bowl for receiving all the good that we could possibly, that we do desire in our lives. And so place this bowl in front of you if this feels right to you. And you can use the
I like to hold it in my hands.
Yeah, you can hold
it. So that my hands are open to receive under the bowl.
That's a lovely thought. Yeah, so you can do that. You can hold the bowl in your hands. And so create it now. See what shape it wants to be, what it wants to be made of. Let it kind of form itself. Maybe it's gold or silver or platinum or diamond, made of diamonds. Or maybe it's wooden or clay. Whatever is most right for your heart to create this receiving bowl. And see what shape it is and how wide it is and feel how heavy it is, what its weight is. And just see it in front of you. Maybe held up, you know, about chest height or solar plexus height in front of the body. And now tune into your spirit and say, show me, what is it in my own receiving bowl that is keeping me from receiving whatever it is, health, a joyous relationship, money, wealth, spiritual guidance, knowing what my purpose is and following that, whatever it may be that you feel the need and desire for right now, just think of those things. Think of receiving them. Think of receiving them. And now take a look into your bowl and ask your spirit or ask whoever you're connected with or whatever, however you're connected right now, to show you what is in the bowl that has been stopping you from receiving these things or thing that you most want right now. Might be something from your childhood, something to do with a relationship with one or both parents or those who brought you up. Maybe you have a lot of anger from childhood left over. Maybe you weren't treated well. You're still holding on to some difficulty about that. Or your parents weren't well off and you think that you have to be loyal to them. Can be anything, anything at all. So allow your spirit or life to show you what's been against your own receiving of these things, the thing that you are desiring. I know radio silence is supposed to be a no-no, but we're just going to give this a little bit more time here. Ask your spirit, your divine self, to show you. A beautiful master that you know of, and you can call in a master for the first time today if you like. Kuan Yin, or Mother Mary, or Jesus, or Buddha, Muhammad.
Saint Germain.
Saint Germain, an ascended master, a Sufi master, a Hindu god or goddess, Lakshmi, goddess of fortune and good luck. You can call someone. And you can call in anyone that you would like to have be with you right now. And as long as you're calling sincerely, they will come. And they will come right now. So call, if you like, any being to come and assist you with this. And just see them right here with you, sitting in front of you, facing you and smiling at you and holding your hands if you like, or hugging you, or you're resting in their lap, or whatever you'd like to see and feel about this. And ask them to show you what in your receiving bowl is hindering you. And this will be a representation, it could be a physical representation of thoughts and feelings, like the sticks that Iris saw, or like a remembrance from childhood or something. There's specific people spirit is guiding here to assist. You are known and you are being assisted by spirit right now. Who are listening and working with us here.
And after we see that, let's ask for the violet flame to clear it.
Yeah, but we haven't quite gotten there yet, Iris.
Sorry.
I know it's a long wait, but I'm guided here. So just ask to be shown. Okay, wonderful. Now, as in Iris's suggestion that was just made, let us bring forth either the flame of this beautiful being or the higher self or life that is with you, or the violet flame of Saint Germain, the beautiful ascended master, to now clear out from the receiving bowl and from your own body and heart and mind all that has been hindering you. Everything that's been stopping you from receiving all that you desire. And feel this flame go through your physical body, your mind, all of your thoughts, all of your feelings, emotions. See it and feel it. Just blazing up from your feet all the way to above the top of your head, burning out everything. And consciously give all of these things up to your spirit or whatever you're working with to be dissolved. To be dissolved in light and love. You can sweep your hand up your chakras and blow out above the top of your head if that feels right to you. Seeing and feeling the flame and seeing the bowl clear out of everything. Oh, good. Those of you that are working with us here are doing good work. Okay, good, excellent work. Now, see your receiving bowl filling up with all of those things that you are desiring. And welcome them and rejoice in having them. And that is the key, is that you have them now in consciousness, not tomorrow or next week, but now. That is what allows life to bring them to each of us. So we see these things as here now. Right now in our bowl, and we rejoice, we give thanks, we are so grateful for this wonderful receiving, this wonderful having, right here and right now. Beautiful receiving bowl, filling up to the brim and overflowing with these things that we desire. And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us in this meditation. So back to you, beloved Iris.
Oh, I you know what I saw in my receiving bowl? I don't know if you do this for yourself while you're doing the
meditation. Yeah, it's a little difficult. I did a little bit, but yeah, what did you see?
I saw that the only thing that was left in my receiving bowl is that what my heart desires are unreasonable things. They're I've been told my whole life to be reasonable, to be, you know, to be realistic. And for me, most people's idea of realistic is not an acceptable way to live. It is not an acceptable way to live. It hasn't been fun. It hasn't been joyous. And so I have found myself asking for a lot more than most people ask for, and also receiving a lot more than most people ask for. I saw when my bowl was cleared out of that, it just started filling up with what my heart truly desires.
Oh, that's great. And I must have been doing it along with all of us, because I saw mine just fill right up too. That was great.
Yeah.
Great. And I hope each of you listening has experienced that as well. And if not, this is a wonderful archive thing that now on this beautiful radio station. So you can go and get it again and again, as much as you like.
Yes. And give this to yourself. I'm hoping people will give this to yourself. The greatest joy in my life is being of service.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatest joy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I truly hope that we are serving you, the audience.
Me too.
Yes. And I want to have you tell people again how they can reach you, and I also wanted to encourage people, if you're looking for someone to do individual sessions with, Joanna is give her my highest recommendation, and I am very, very discerning.
Oh, thank you, Iris.
I have very high standards. And so there is a purity and clarity in your work and your intention to serve that is just so beautiful and has helped me more than I can ever express.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. And I wanted to have you tell people how they can reach you and how they can get the master pictures also.
Okay. Well, I have written two what I call real books, larger books, and a number of CD sets. And the website for my work is ascensionmastery.com. And Ascension has an unusual spelling. It's ASCENSION, ascensionmastery.com. And you can see my books and tapes and also a whole lot of articles that I've written that are just free to receive, to read on the site. And those get added to every couple of months at least. And also on the site is the link to the pictures, to the sacred images site. And there you can find beautiful pictures of ascended masters and angels, like the archangels Michael and Raphael and the others. They went out of my head.
The guys.
Uriel. And ascended masters like Saint Germain and Jesus and Mary and some of the Christian saints and Hindu goddesses and gods, Buddhist pictures, Tibetan Buddhist pictures. So there's lots to look at and see if you would like to receive. And you can also leave a message. You can contact the AMI if you're interested in a session with me through that site. And one last time, it's Ascension, ASCENSION, mastery.com.
I thought it's AscensionMasteryInternational.com.
Nope. Just the site is just AscensionMastery.com.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you should know, but I thought...
Well, the organization I founded is Ascension Mastery International. That's
okay.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
just not on the site.
I didn't mean to butt in.
That's fine.
I didn't know what you were doing, but I just want to thank you so, so much for being here, Joanna. And,
oh, it was great joy.
And I hope you'll come back, and I love and adore you, and I give thanks to God for sending you to the planet the same time I'm here.
Oh, same with me, Iris. I love and adore you, too. It's a wonderful friendship. It's really the first time in this life I've experienced what I would call a true friendship. And it's 20 years old now, so it's really great.
So, 22 years old.
22, is it?
Yep. So I thank all of you for listening. I hope you will use this receiving bowl process again, and I hope your receiving bowl is growing by leaps and bounds and receiving everything your heart desires. And this is my true, deepest heart's desire for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Mm. God bless you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Ah, men, ah, women, ah, children, and yeehaw!